at 6 o'clock. We do have a quorum of four.
Show it to Tim, too.
Five, with Tina.
Did you get a chance to send this to you guys?
Hi, Tina. Just calling this to order.
Good citizens from who knows where.
Dennis.
I had to express their viewpoints.
Who can...
Show it to Tim.
Answer questions. We've got two guests. We've got Barbara and Susan.
Took two guys and ended it wrong.
Dennis?
Called the order. I think he just pulled...
Well, it got everybody's attention at least, huh?
Read.
I'm waiting to find holes in it.
All right. We have submitted a budget for review by the Monroe County Council. It was approved. The budget has a... Our budget for next year is revenue income $446,200. And we have an expense for next year of $458,716. Taxes are exactly the same as they were for the last 4 years. So that's my report on the budget. If anybody has any questions or wants to talk about any aspect of this budget, which I think has been put on the website, has it not?
Yes.
I'm willing to entertain questions at this point. I'm not going to go through the budget line by line unless somebody requests it.
Barbara, do you have a copy of the budget?
No, I don't. But that's okay. I can look it up online.
Yeah. I was
at the other meeting, so I do know about the budget. Oh, I didn't look. Sorry.
Bob, at an earlier meeting, we made suggestions regarding some utility savings that might happen. Were you lucky with any of them?
Yeah, we're still working on it. It's fairly complicated. In order to pull off Comcast, we'd have to pay to bury a line as far as our phones. We're working on that with a company called Dynamic Communications. Because AT&T has a relay, the problem occurs when we have that extension in the gatehouse of the main line, and Comcast says we would have to pay for a second phone line or just pay for another service in the gatehouse to keep that line there. AT&T does it with a relay switch in their office, and so now we can hardwire an extension, but in order to hardwire extension, we got to go from the main telephone box at the back of the office all the way up to the gatehouse. So we're working on that one. Nothing's ever easy in this world, but we've had a meeting with Comcast. We've also had a meeting with this other guy, and they've been actually out twice, and the guy from Communications Dynamics actually called, holy moly, and they came out and they marked a whole bunch of underground lines. REMC, there is a savings, a significant savings potential there. However, in order to eliminate some of the meter boxes and also to have all of our stuff going off of 2 meters, we would have to run some electrical lines. And we're trying to get REMC to donate to us their current triplex lines that are there. We need about 380 feet of that. And they still haven't made a decision if they're going to do that. And then if not, we'd have to buy the triplex lines. And so then we'd have to hire an electrician. And I did bring in Kohler Electric out of Paragon. And he's working up an estimate for us. So we're working on it. We're going to see what we can ultimately pull. I was able to change our Verizon service, and I did wind up getting us an 18% reduction in our Verizon cell phone bill, which won't amount to about $3 a month, but we did that. So we're looking at all of them. But there's going to be up some upfront money if we're going to do any of this stuff, and so I'll try to get it all together and give the board an opportunity to look at it here. Probably won't even make the September, probably the October meeting.
How many meters do we have now?
Five.
Where are they all at?
One at the maintenance shed, one at the gatehouse, one at the office. No, we have three. One at the gatehouse, one at the office, one at the maintenance shed, and one in the park that handles the bathrooms and the siren and the shelter house. We're going to have to keep two. We've got to keep the one in the park, and we've got to keep the one at the office. But the other two, we do believe we can go ahead and eliminate, which is about $40 a month for every one of those meters, whether there be any electricity going through them or not. But in order to do that, we've got to do some wiring. I think you said you had to do something similar.
Yeah, we did.
I have a question. I've noticed a couple of nights where the park and even at the ramp, the light's not on down there. Normally, I can see everything from my house, so I'm just curious. Are you turning them off or something?
No. The lights, as far as I know, they're all working.
Not that makes any difference, but I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, not that I know of. There was one that I just had replaced over by the gatehouse that was going on and coming off and going on and coming off. And REMC is really good about coming out and changing all the bulbs. That doesn't cost us anything. But as far as I know, they're all still working.
What's our electric bill monthly?
Pretty substantial.
200 some dollars.
No, I think it's closer to $400 and $500.
But
remember, we have 13 security lights and about $10 a light.
That's what they lease them to us for?
Hmm?
Is that the lease rate for them?
Yes.
Can't buy them ourselves, we've got to lease them through them.
I don't even think we can provide that service ourselves. That's
we're stuck with that.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be able to make some savings, I think, but it's going to be pretty insignificant for the budget, but that's okay. It's been something to work on.
Yeah.
$40 a month would be a heck of a long payback if we got to do some rewiring, I guess find out what
it costs. I would think the REMC one will probably, the first year savings will be tied up in labor to do it. We wouldn't see the savings until year two and year three, that kind of thing. It's going to be every bit of $1,000 to do the wiring, if they don't give us the donation to the triplex cable. Triplex cable is pretty expensive; goes about $1.25 a foot. We need 380 feet.
Is it all overhead?
Yeah.
Any member of the board want to speak about the budget? There's no action required tonight if there are no more public discussion. There's no new business on this budget. Yes?
I did have a question under the category of wages. I was kind of curious how I determined the labor rate for the dredger. It just sort of surprised me that it appears to be fairly significant, but I'm only comparing that to other hourly rates or other things. I'm just curious how we ended up with that.
I can answer that. A union heavy equipment operator in Bloomington, and Tom Kelly did a cost analysis for us back when, before he passed, and he happened to be on the board of directors of Weddle Brothers, which is a major construction company, $46 an hour. For someone to operate that kind of piece of equipment. Well, we throw in a barge and a push boat with it and digging on water. When we found Levi, we started him at $30 an hour to do that job, and the goal was to get him up to $40 an hour in 5 years at a $2 an hour raise.
Okay.
I think he's underpaid. Plus, not only you don't find the folks that are digging using an excavator, also can be a mechanic, and he's a mechanic also. He has lots of skills, and so while it is considerably high as far as the operation is concerned at $34 an hour, in reality in the world of heavy equipment is actually pretty low pay.
So is that actually a straight labor rate? Is that what he's being paid, or is there some sort of overhead or other things plugged in with it?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
He's not getting any benefits. That's okay. His total pay.
Right, there's no benefits. Labor rate. Okay. Right.
And obviously, given the number of hours, too, it's not like it's nowhere near being a full-time job.
Well, and we hope to keep increasing his hours every year, too.
There was one other thing. We're talking about little tiny savings here and there. We talked about it, maybe it was last year or the year before, I can't remember, that raising the deductible on the insurance since we have never made a claim. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I don't remember that conversation. And actually, we've had only one claim that I'm aware of over the years. We had a 10 horsepower Honda motor that was stolen years and years ago, and of course the insurance covered that. Luckily, knock wood, we've had no accidents on the truck. And I can't recall any other instances where you had a claim. I'd certainly be willing to talk to Lance about that and see if there would be any significant savings by raising.
You know what our deductible is off?
I would say it's $1,000 or something.
I know on the properties I had, I raised all my deductibles. It was a substantial, because that was the same thing with me. I never used it, and I thought, you know what, let's take the gamble and raise it to $5,000. If it's going to save you $3,000 or $4,000 a year.
Well, let me check.
It might be more than that, might be less than that.
Let me check into it.
I did have another question, sort of the big picture one. Looking at the summary for the 2012, where expenses are a tad bit higher than the revenue, is there any one particular item that can be attributed to? Is there anything we're doing, or is this sort of the overall sum that, you know, costs go up, and, you know, salary increases and, you know, benefits and et cetera?
Well, I think Any budget, you'd certainly like to have a balanced budget.
Right. Understand that.
That's always the goal. We believe that this budget, while is I think $12,000 or $13,000 in the red, we have the money in the checking account to cover that if it does occur. With the taxes being paid and being caught up. Last year, we're fortunate to have a fairly good balance in the checking account that can carry us over. Chances are we probably won't overspend the budget by that $12,000, but if we do, we do have the money in the checking account to cover it.
Another question that comes to mind, was, and I didn't see this looking through it, is there any sort of a notion of a emergency fund? I mean, stuff happens that
we have a cumulative maintenance fund exactly for that purpose.
Okay.
Where we take year-end money, we can take a certain percentage of some categories and put it in there. Last year we put in $5,000.
Okay.
I believe we're up close to $60,000 in the cumulative maintenance fund.
All right. That's good.
Plus we have a general fund which has $180,000 in it, which we can also use if we have to. But that's more or less for general operating purposes.
Hey, could you email us that photo?
Yes.
Signed?
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. I did have a couple questions about that once all the other formal business is taken care of.
It sounds like the budget is taken care of. I'll take a motion to adjourn, and then you can talk informally if that's not a budget.
Not a budget issue.
Okay. Dennis, you ready to adjourn?
Yeah, I'm ready to adjourn. I wasn't going to make a motion with somebody. Okay.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Thank you, Marty. Sure. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of adjourning the budget meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming, Barb.
Aye.
I'm alive, how are you?
6-7-3.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
You mean good.
He gets bigger letters?
Yeah, his letters are much bigger.